Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. We're taking a look at some of the big astrological energies that are unfolding in 2020, looking at the soul growth themes that are associated with each energy and helping you identify what you are ready for now, what you are stepping up to at a soul level, what you knew you could handle, and what you said, yes, sign me up, I'm ready for that. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about the energies of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and what they are bringing forth in the collective throughout 2020. Now, each of these planets could easily be its own podcast episode, but I wanted to do a bit of a snapshot for you of how these energies are going to be working with us. What is happening for you at an individual level, as well as what is unfolding for all of us in the collective. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are the generational energies. And when we have these strong energies, big changes happen. Big changes unfold in the world, in our consciousness, in our lives. And there is a lot happening with each of these outer planets in 2020 and beyond. So thank you for joining me. This is a podcast all about intuitive astrology, where we talk about astrological energies through the spiritual soul growth themes. I do channeled messages and energetics, and I hope that you receive something valuable in every episode. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to this podcast. I have been doing it since 2012, and I have surpassed 500 episodes now. And I love talking astrology with you. It's a passion of mine. I have been studying and practicing astrology for 30 years now, and it's something that I'm delighted to see more people resonating with and wanting to understand. It's always my intention to offer you something valuable to help you learn more about your own astrological chart, as well as how to navigate this wild human ride with your power and your choices intact. It's certainly not boring at this time, but we are here for a reason. We want to contribute. We want to uplift the planet. We want to help humanity. We want to remove the power structures that have been in place for centuries. We want to undo and remove energies that are no longer serving humanity. And that is what these outer planets show us. The outer planets are very clear in their cycles and in their energetic themes. So we're going to take a look at Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Now, last week in a previous episode, I covered Jupiter, Saturn, and Chiron in 2020. So you might want to listen to that episode if you haven't done so already. Whenever you come to this information is when it's perfectly right for you. So definitely trust that you're here for a reason and that something will probably click for you as we move through these topics. Throughout 2020, I am also offering monthly astrology webinars, and these go into the specifics of the astrology of every month. So be sure to check out what the latest offering is, because this is where I'll talk more about the full moon and the new moon, the aspects, the transits, and it's going to help you learn your astrology chart better. It's going to help you connect the dots on the themes in your life. And I offer that as a way to help more people tap into their energy, their power, and their purpose. So please check out my monthly astrology webinars. The link is below this show, and you'll see the current month as well as the next upcoming month, which should be out shortly. So let's dive in and talk about Uranus in Taurus. This is quite a fascinating energy because Uranus is all about disruption, awakening, shock, breaking free, tearing apart energies. It's a rebellious energy, and it's the part of us that wants to be free. Uranus is where you're here to be your own self. You don't want anybody telling you what to do, and it's asking you to expand your consciousness, to awaken to more of what's possible in the cosmos. Uranus is associated with the energies of cosmic intelligence, universal wisdom, It's where we can get that quick aha moment solution. Uranus is associated with advancements and the future, with technology. It is associated with metaphysics and astrology, the different systems that we use to see what is unfolding, to understand a higher perspective. And it's where, at an individual level, you can experience something breaking or coming apart because it no longer energetically fits for you. This can bring in the chaos. Uranus is chaos. Uranus can be drama. Uranus can be that understanding of there's a lot going on. How do I wrap my head around it? It's about the bigger energetic systems that we work with, but that can also be a lot for our human bodies. It's an electrical shock. It's a strong current of energy coming through, but also this Uranus energy disrupts business as usual. It says, this isn't working anymore, it's done, it's over, and it can happen very fast. So Uranus is moving through Taurus, which is a slow, steady, practical earth sign. It's about our values, it's about what we want in our lives, what we buy, what we think is important, where we find meaning. Taurus is the energy of finances, our survival needs, being resourceful. And so as Uranus traverses through Taurus, it's disrupting what we thought was important. It's asking us to look at our personal value systems in life, to look at what you have placed value on, whether by purchasing or investing in something, or just even energetically. Something that you thought was important might no longer resonate with you, and it could quickly disappear. There's a sense that you're ready for what's next when you have a strong Uranus energy coming through your chart. And there's a sense of, I want to figure it out myself. Now, Uranus moving through Taurus works with the collective through our understanding of the planet, of the earth, of the systems that are existing in our financial world, what we have understood is essential for a way of life, and it's changing what is important to us, and it's working with the collective. So it's the energy of shaking up financial systems, disrupting financial markets, working with resources of the earth, gold, silver, copper, agriculture, anything that comes from the earth, from the soil, and it blooms. Uranus comes through and brings in some new awareness around what we are building and growing. And it comes through with the energy of an earthquake. So this transiting Uranus in Taurus is shaking up an area of your life that is ready to be disruptive. At a soul level, it's ready to show you what is valuable and important to you now. It's also realigning you with a new value system. And I feel this as an energy of new light codes, new energies coming through for you to connect with that are of a higher resonance. Taurus is a fixed sign, and like other fixed signs, such as Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, it can get stuck or resist change. Well, Uranus says change is happening, ready or not. Welcome to the roller coaster. You're on this ride now, and things are going to be changing in a very, it's like there's a sense of it can feel disruptive at first, until it settles down. I feel that this is working with the collective, not only through new light codes coming in, it's showing us where there has been disruptions in power and values. It's showing us where, I'm just getting the image of currencies, the financial markets are going to be shifting and changing. I'm seeing that intuitively, but that's pretty common knowledge when you put the pieces together of Uranus and Taurus. Our monies are going to be changing, currencies, what we use to pay with. Uranus is technology. And so, for example, if the electrical systems go down, such as Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, everything we do digitally is disruptive. What does that do for you? How do you then live your life? Or how do you now go about what you need to buy food or to, it's like this, everything around survival comes up, and that's at a very root level. So Uranus in Taurus is reminding you about how to take care of your practical needs and what is essential that isn't about relying on too much technology. I'm getting the image of the electrical grid. And this is really fascinating because we can think that some systems are too big to fail or they have too much in place that will prevent them from collapsing or shutting down. And I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm just saying this is one of the energies coming through about Uranus in Taurus. And it's connecting with how we are at a place in humanity's evolution of using technology for everything. But Taurus is about the physical world, the practical world, what you hold in your hand. So cash is king, for example. If you can't use your debit card or your credit card or your phone, it's good to have cash, right? If you need to have food, we all need food. I know that sounds silly, but it's sort of like, how much do you rely on transportation for your food? Taurus brings it back into our home environment of how am I going to take care of myself? How am I going to take care of my needs, my daily survival needs, if these systems are disrupted? So this is a very practical understanding of these energies. And to look at where we have gone too far in our reliance of technology for our daily needs. It's good to have food and water on hand. It's good to have cash in hand. It's good to have what you need available to you where you're not reliant upon these bigger systems because nothing is foolproof. Nothing is fail resistant. It's like everything has a possibility of, it's like a cycle. I'm seeing this as a cycle where when something fails, we look at where the failure was and we do improvements on it. It's that kind of thing. So if something is down for a week, what are you going to do to ensure you have what you need for survival? This Uranus and Taurus energy is shaking up how we live our lives. It's shaking up what we do with our money, where we spend, where we invest. And this energy is very big during eclipse season with Uranus stationing direct at nearly 2 degrees of Taurus on January 10th, 2020. Then it's going to go direct through the year and eventually station retrograde at 10 degrees of Taurus, and that's where it's going to hang out for about 3 months from July through August and September of 2020. So in your chart, this energy is going to come through and shake up some new parts of your life and ask you to reassess and to look at where you need to be more independent. And that's the gift of Uranus, is that we call back our independence and our ability to take care of something on our own terms. Being aware of this energy in your chart is important because that's how it's going to work with you personally. But understanding the bigger energies that are at play here is going to help you also know how the Earth is changing permanently, how there are systems that are going to be very surprising in how they change, and how these themes are showing up through many energy cycles. The themes of quick, permanent change are happening throughout 2020 with the 6 eclipses of the year, and then also with the energy of Pluto, which I will speak about here in just a moment. So next, we're going to take a look at Neptune in Pisces. And Neptune is now moving through the second half of Pisces. And this is the part of the zodiac of completions, endings, forgiveness, compassion, returning to unconditional love. Neptune starts 2020, 16 degrees of Pisces, and then moves to 20 degrees of Pisces, where it's going to hang out for months. And this is quite interesting to look at. So Neptune will reach 20 degrees of Pisces in April and remain at 20 degrees of Pisces through May, through June, through July, through August. That is multiple months at that 20 degrees of Pisces point. And that's because it stations retrograde at 20 degrees, 58 minutes of Pisces, June 22nd, 23rd. So this is an energy of ocean waves clearing and removing. And the energy of Neptune is one of surrender. Surrendering human will. Surrendering your ego. Surrendering to the moment. Surrendering to what is. Stepping out of the mind, the body, what we thought would happen, the shoulds, and just being in that place of floating on the ocean and allowing that to be okay, to be enough, because the Neptune in Pisces is all about tapping into the intuition and the energy of the soul. I feel it more specifically as the energy of the higher self. And so this is going to be a year of looking at where your higher self is traveling with you as we release and let go of some very big parts of our human reality. Neptune gives us the ability to trust, to rise above, to be compassionate with ourselves, to be allowing. It's also the energy of escapism and where you go to relieve stress. It's a vacation. It's anything you turn to that helps you step away from reality, from things that are out of your control. The energy of Pisces is associated with entertainment, the entertainment world, watching movies, watching Netflix, music, anything that takes you to other places. So the strong Neptune energy at 20 degrees, nearly 21 degrees of Pisces, is new territory. And if you have any planets or points at 20 degrees of Pisces or of the water signs, Cancer and Scorpio, then this is going to help you with that intuitive development, spiritual development, understanding the bigger picture, rising above. It can be great for meditation, anything that you want to tap into. This is also a very receptive energy. Neptune in Pisces is where we receive and we trust what we can't see, but we're intuitively maneuvering through the world. We're trusting what comes up. You can get even more messages through your dream state. You can open up to more of the clairvoyance, clairaudience, claircognizance. You can tap into more of your intuitive gifts. And when you know that that's available to you, it helps direct the energy. And I feel that this is going to be a beneficial way to move through 2020, is that you're going to look at your own spiritual development, what you're ready to advance, what you're ready to open up to, and where you feel called to also take time for yourself and listen. There's a listening energy with this Neptune in Pisces. Now, at this time, the Neptune in Pisces is working with the collective at a very deep level. And so not only is it about the escapism and entertainment and spiritual development and spiritual growth, it's about illness and medications. It would be about vaccinations. It would be about CDB being legalized, marijuana being legalized. It's about the use of medications. It's about any kinds of viruses that are unfolding around the world. It is about any kind of global sickness as well. And it's unfortunate, but that is the truth of it. So you want to maintain your health in a very powerful, organic, holistic way as these energies ramp up. And so it could be stepping away from anything that you're reliant upon, such as medications or addictions, anything that is, I just feel it as anything that ultimately isn't resonating with your body now. You might be called to different healing opportunities. This is where you might want to understand more about essential oils or herbs or organic solutions. This is looking at energy work. This is getting to the root cause of why something is showing up. There's other ways to deal with what our physical bodies experience. And I feel like this Neptune in Pisces is reminding you that you're only here for a temporary period. And to take care of yourself at a body, mind, soul level, and to work with the energetics, but also be practical. There's a sense here that you are in a physical body. You do have to drink water and eat good foods and rest. All of that is essential. But I feel like this Neptune in Pisces is also bringing in some new healing modalities that can energetically support you. Any kind of homeopathic or naturopathic remedies are really important because they're not going to create any unhealthy addictions. They're going to instead support the body's natural processes and also work with what the immune system needs during these energies that are picking up. And it's like this quickening of energies. But I'm also feeling like it's going to work with the other systems in the body, the nervous system, the endocrine system, the digestive system. Like all of this is going to be supported when you go back to basics, which, by the way, is part of the gift of Uranus in Taurus. Back to basics, back to what's essential. Anything that's excessive or overdone falls away so that you can return to what is essential. So there's this energy here of looking at how you live your life and what you need that is in harmony at a very simple level with your energy systems now. So keep an eye on that for yourself. There are some things that you can be taking that naturally support the immune system, such as magnesium and magnesium pills. There are some CBD oils that are great for anxiety, something that you take daily that just rests and relaxes your system in a healthy, natural way. So all of this is good to uncover and be aware of, because as the energies ramp up, especially in the collective, there are people who are going to get sick, unfortunately. There's also, again, the energy of escapism, but it comes through addictions. It comes through things that can be detrimental to the physical body. So be aware of what you can do now that will support your body, support your ability to move through these big waves, and to also be in healthy alignment with how to stay strong, body, mind, and soul. Wherever transiting Neptune in Pisces is in your chart is where things have been removed from your life, where you've had to surrender, where you've had to let go. And that's going to continue as Neptune moves through Pisces for a number of years. But the more that you can have healthy habits in place, the better able you are to ride these ocean waves. So let's take a look now at Pluto in Capricorn, which is undoubtedly the strongest energy throughout 2020. And that's because of the various transits and aspects that Pluto is making throughout 2020. Pluto begins the year at 22 degrees of Capricorn, and it travels to nearly 25 degrees of Capricorn in April 2020. On April 25th, Pluto stations retrograde at 24 degrees 59 minutes of Capricorn, so basically 25 degrees. And then it will retrograde back, and that is when it will come back to revisit what is being renovated and restructured. Now, throughout 2020, Pluto spends a lot of time at 24 degrees. The second half of February, all of March, all of April, all of May, all of June, it's at 24 degrees of Capricorn. So if you have any planets or points at 24 degrees of Cap or of the cardinal signs specifically, there's deep permanent changes happening within you. This is affecting your life, your career, your sense of self. This is working with what you're building and where you're going next. And it's affecting many at the global level. This is the rubber hits the road restructuring. Because now that Pluto is in the third decan of Capricorn, which is between 20 to 29 degrees, where it's going to stay until 2025, this is where permanent world changes happen. And because Pluto is traveling and meeting up with Saturn, things come about. This is the consequences and the karma. This is where there are things that collapse. And as I say this, I often get the visual of Rome and the Roman Empire falling. And I've talked in other episodes about how there's a dynasty ending here. There's the end of an empire. There's deep power structures that are changing, and they're changing permanently. Those who have held power, those who have operated on the world stage, this is world leaders, politicians, government officials, and those who run these bigger organizations and countries, this is the energy that greatly affects them. And, you know, the economies of the world are all enmeshed, you know, they're all connected. And it only takes sometimes a thread to unravel and to release some of these energies. There's been a tension throughout 2019. There's been some wobbling throughout 2019. And then 2020 is where we see what's been happening behind the scenes, what is coming apart, what is coming done, truths coming out. Pluto is all about the truth and the truth of power, the truth in the people, the truth that affects the masses and how power structures affect the masses, especially in Capricorn. So this is where the world is really changing permanently throughout 2020 and beyond, because now Pluto is working with Saturn and there is a sense of it's time. Saturn is about the timing of events. It's time. And Pluto has been gathering a lot of information, secrets, data, intel, so much information since 2008. And now the world is going to experience this big renovation and restructuring, and it's going to bring up a lot of uncertainty where there's going to be voids. There's going to be vacancies. There's going to be perhaps departments and governments and organizations that are permanently over. They're not of the best or highest integrity anymore. But this is the cycle of energy right now that says it's time for a death so that there can be a rebirth. But keep in mind, this does not happen quickly. It does not happen fast. And it yet is more of a long game, especially in Capricorn. So throughout 2020, we're going to see this happening. It's already been building through late 2019, and it's going to keep unraveling. This is working very powerfully with the United States of America, And it's then affecting other economies, other countries, again, how they're all interwoven. And you pull the thread and things come apart and things fall down. But understand that it's time for this. It's a timing thing. And it's also helping us see what we want in the future going ahead. So we're always going to have these overlapping energies of the 3D falling away, the 3D structures and entities ending, coming apart, and then we're going to have the new visions, the new future, the new opportunities that come in, especially with the planets going into Aquarius. So there's these overlapping realities. And what I hope this episode has connected you with is how to be in your power, make well thought out choices, how to plan, how to be prepared, how to understand what your life needs, so that as we go through these huge cycles of closings and endings, you are prepared, you are in your power, and you're aware that this is a long game. So look at where this Pluto and Capricorn energy is showing up for you in your natal chart. That is where you are renovating and restructuring your life to step into a new sense of power, to raise your consciousness, and to also move through some very important soul growth lessons. And these are all lessons around mastery. And that's one of the energies of Capricorn, is what have you mastered in the world? What have you come to understand through your experiences, through your years and decades on the planet? And now how are you going to use that energy responsibly? So we're each being called forward to walk in our power, to understand how we each contribute to the world and these very big changes, to not give up on ourselves, to understand that the power is within. And that's something too that the Pluto and Capricorn energies highlight, is where we've perhaps put too much power naively or unconsciously on others, on other structures, on other entities, on other governments, countries, etc., that have composed the world. And as these secrets come out, as what has been hidden is now revealed, it creates shock, it creates surprise, it creates devastation for some. It reveals what has truly been happening behind closed doors. And this is where the Great Awakening is happening. There's a lot of good on this planet. There's a lot of light here. We must remember that. We must remember that we are the light. We must remember our own power to create our reality and to create the world. There are good people here who want to take care of where the power structure has gone too far, where there's been too much harm, where there's been the lies and abuse and betrayals. There are good people here who are supporting this evolution. And as we move forward, there's more that opens up in people's consciousness and in their awareness about what's happening in the galaxy, what's happening in the cosmos, that, you know, this Earth, this planet we call Earth is not just composed of humans. And so we open up to seeing who is here, and the energies and entities that are here and how they have played a role in our formation of the planet. And so this is quite a fascinating time. Again, it goes back to the shock and awe energies of where we made assumptions or where we just didn't have enough information. Also where humanity's consciousness has been blocked, because there are many entities that thrive on fear, that thrive on keeping people in the dark, that dumbing us down, keeping us away from our power. It's even that message that's been passed down for decades and centuries about, you know, evil witches and evil psychics and astrology is bad and all these messages that have come through to keep you away from these very systems and gifts that you have that connect you
to your power and your light. So part of this great awakening and part of stepping into what is coming next is your intuitive development, your spiritual growth, opening up to the fact that there are other entities and beings on this planet. There always have been. Humans are not the only one. It's not like there was dinosaurs and then there was humans. There have been many visitations, many visitors, and they're still here. And they are, in fact, operating in very powerful positions. So keep growing, keep learning, stay curious, use your mind, keep thinking, because there's more pictures coming through. And actually, I'm seeing it as puzzle pieces. More puzzle pieces are coming through that open you up to a bigger cosmic picture about what has been happening here on Earth. The sense that we've never been alone. It's never only been a human civilization, but the awakening of humanity is the awakening of light. And we're opening up to what it means to love our planet, to love ourselves, to love humans, and that the war between the dark and the light has turned a corner. And that's part of what Pluto is revealing. Pluto is revealing the dark. So that we can make some conscious choices about what we're going to move into next. So these are very big topics. These are very big themes. And I realize that this could be new information for many of you. But I hope that this sparks your curiosity to keep learning and keep growing in our understanding of this planet. And I'm going to leave it at that for today's show. I will be talking more about these themes and energies throughout the year. I will be talking more about these energies in the monthly astrology webinars that are available throughout 2020. And I hope that these help guide you in your chart, that you learn more about what is coming up for you now, what is changing permanently for you through these energies of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, but also what you are learning and stepping into that your soul is ready for, the next level, how we're each being asked to level up and to step into this new world reality together, but to bring in our light, to not get stuck in the cycles of fear, but instead to step up into the potentials of humanity and how you are an integral part of those potentials. So very big time, huge year, huge decade. I'm so glad we're doing this together. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'll be back soon with another episode. I do episodes every Monday and Wednesday to support you on your journey and to support these astrological energies as they come through. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online. That is my website where I offer classes, business development, anything that supports your work in the world. And then I also have consciouscoolchic.com, which is where you can find more about my books, astrology, spiritual teachings, and consciousness. Thanks for joining me, friends. I'll be back here soon, and I wish you the very best as this wild ride continues on.